Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about property we buy east of the Mississippi with great success. Great show today, Jill.
Yes.
It's the answer to the one before it. West of the Mississippi.
Exactly.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Fantastic. This just came in like yesterday or today. Angela asks, I've been contemplating joining Land Academy, but I know how Jack and Jill feel about Alaska properties. I don't even know how I feel about Alaska properties, so I thought that was really funny. I'm like, I don't know. Did I have an opinion? So I'll probably join regardless, but just wanted to ask if anybody has used it for Alaska properties. I just sold my first land deal yesterday. I acquired it using a back tax list. The problem with land up there is higher costs, so I only had enough cash to buy two lots. I'm thinking I should just get into Land Academy and Data Doorstep and branch out into other states and buy more quantity, lower cost lots. So, awesome, Angela. I'm glad you are here. I'm glad you are found us and you're asking all the right questions. I confirmed, and the answer is yes, as far as our data, just so you knew. Jack's going to talk more about Alaska. Sounds like you figured some stuff out on your own, but I went just to make sure in Data Doorstep, and when we're talking 99% of counties, we really mean 99% of U.S. counties, and Alaska, heck yeah, is in there, by the way, in Data Doorstep. Knock yourself out. And in case anyone's wondering, Hawaii is also included. So if you want to pull data for both of those places, it's available. Jack?
Yeah, I've sent, I'm so glad that Angela said this. Again, Jill, I've never had a positive or negative feeling about Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, I have purchased properties in Alaska and Hawaii, sending mail to offers, mm-hmm. exactly like we do. We talk about all the time, and with great success, specifically on Hawaii's large island. There's a. Did you know that Hawaii has the largest cattle farm in the world?
I did not
Isn't
know that.
Crazy.
That's interesting.
On that island specifically. Anyway, there's a lot of property to be purchased. Not so much via the back tax method, which we've talked about a million times. It's not my favorite way. But sending letters to Alaska and Hawaii is a great way. And no, it doesn't have to be more expensive. But I will say this on her sentiment about fewer properties, higher cost. There's nothing wrong with that. We have a lot of members who choose that route. They choose to do one or two deals a month. They pay a little bit more for the properties, and then they sell them for a little bit more, and they make a little more. You can make $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month doing one or two transactions. So there's nothing wrong with doing two good Alaska deals, especially for people who have, one and two jobs. A lot of our members have, they work full time too. So it works great. It's all how you work it. We have the tools. Jill and I choose to do it like a machine where we just buy and sell a ton of properties all the time and with a pretty fairly low margin to ensure that our customers come back. But man, we have probably, I would say, Jill, half of our members choose the other way.
Mm-hmm.
They just do one or two deals a month.
Mm-hmm. And they're all over the place. So, Angela, you're not alone. There's people picking interesting counties and states and stuff that I would, they're just killing it. Things I hadn't even looked at. So, yep.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Property we buy east of the Mississippi with great success. This is the meat of the show. Vacation land. That is what we cannot keep in our inventory. Here's the model. So we talked on the show before this about acreage. That's what we can't keep on in our inventory west. But east of the Mississippi, we shoot for places like eastern Wisconsin or northern Michigan or northeast Ohio. Places that people that live in the Rust Belt, those larger cities there, like Detroit and Chicago, and some of the larger Ohio cities, where they want to go on vacation, or they want to put a cabin. they want to build a second home, or they want to take snowmobiles or ATVs, or take their family, put a tent on it for the weekend. We can't keep that stuff in inventory. I've actually purchased properties out of the MLS. My little sister is a real estate agent in Traverse City, Michigan, and she shoots me in an automated way when something trips the MLS up there. We purchase it and package it up and resell it on terms for payments. We can't keep it in stock, especially if it's anywhere close to water. Mm-hmm. So we don't try to buy 40-acre properties in Michigan. That's silly. We could do it. It wouldn't be $100 an acre. I've bought large acreage property on accident there. And you will too if you send out enough mail. But that's not what we shoot for. What do you think, Jill? What's your favorite east of the Mississippi?
You're right. It seems like it's a lake vacation. People just want to get away. I'm thinking like the mid-southern states. There's so many pretty areas like in South Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that.
Like North Carolina.
There's some
A lot of members from North Carolina.
Yeah, there's some great lake areas that people love to just go, and it's a couple hour drive for them, you know, from where they are. Maybe they're in Atlanta or something, I don't know, and they're going to go somewhere pretty. Those do so well, and you're right. It's hard to keep them in inventory. That's the stuff I like. And then we've even talked about, and I remember knowing about this growing up from my friends, like upstate New York, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's summer vacation with green.
Yeah, summer vacation, right.
And that's the stuff that does really, really well east of the Mississippi. You could find some pretty green stuff up there that you can get to, and there's a lake nearby. Good luck keeping it in your inventory. You know, I think
Craigslist is a place to sell those properties, by the way, for some reason.
Interesting.
I mean, we drive a ton of traffic to all of our websites, but for some reason, people on the weekend get onto Craigslist and they want to try to find vacation lots, and they want terms. You know, they don't want to pay cash. They want to pay right. A couple hundred dollars a month, you know, $1,000 down, a couple hundred dollars a month, and they want to use it immediately. They mm-hmm. don't want to build on it, but it seems like they want to go up there that weekend and check it all out. And it's a good customer thing more mm-hmm. than out west. Out west is, you know, you sell a large acreage property. The customer might not see it for 2 or 3 or 4 years.
That's a good point.
They buy it. But there's this amount of seller satisfaction for us to see these people actually using this property. You know, we send all this mail out and we hear it on the buy side or on the acquisition side where somebody says, you know, I've never seen the property, or I inherited it, or I'm really glad to get rid of this. I'm tired of paying the taxes. And then you see somebody a week later who's just, it's like going to a garage sale. You know, somebody's actually now using this thing that's been sitting in someone else's garage forever. Mm-hmm. So there is some like seller satisfaction about it. I feel good about it.
Well, I think of there's so many Eastern Coast cities that are so populated that everybody wants to get out of there right away. And like you just said, they want to use it right away. They want to go out there every weekend. They will be out there every weekend just mm-hmm. to breathe and, gosh, see the stars and, you know, maybe have a camper, you know, something like that.
Right.
They just want to get out and enjoy it and just breathe a little bit.
I bought a piece of property in the Upper Peninsula a few years ago and resold it for cash for probably 10 times what we paid. It was up on a kind of a hill just over the, you know, right over the border, the Mackinac Bridge. I'm from Michigan, so I know it kind of well. And man, we just did. I had so many people that were so interested in buying that property. It was mm-hmm. a great piece of land. It was like 7 acres. Mm-hmm. Really cheap, we bought it. So, yeah, I mean, it depends on what you want to specialize in. Mm-hmm. Even in our tiny little subsection of real estate investment, there's little subsections even further than that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even talk about Florida. I mean, we can't.
Oh, that's
can't
true.
Even talk, you know,
shucks,
Florida,
I forgot about Florida.
We have whole members that all they do is Florida. They
true.
Live in Florida and they invest in Florida, and that's it. So, Florida. If it has access, you know, and you buy it right, you're just not going to miss.
Mm-hmm. What about, what was I going to ask you?
There's real specific properties and types in Florida that are a little bit unusual, too, that you don't see too, you see them in California here, too, but in Florida, too, you see what I call canal subdivisions, which is probably just a terrible way to talk about it, but you see property that's waterfront. you know, I think in Alabama you see it, in Texas a little bit, where, you know, they cut a canal in and made all this waterfront property. Well, in Florida they did this, but the properties didn't get improved. They got it improved enough to the point where the infrastructure's in, but no houses were put in. So there's some huge buys there. We've talked about it on the show. I have one member specifically got our program, got the data, and bought some infill lots in these canal-type subdivisions. You know, we just talked about people who do one or two deals a month. This guy did two deals in 1 year and made over $100,000 just you know, by transferring title from unwanted property to people who really want it. So Florida, I'll tell you, like it or not, there are some great, great, great deals there. It's, like I said, hard to miss.
Would you recommend, as if someone's just starting out, Jack, that they focus on one side of the country or the other side of the country? What's your thoughts on that?
I think that it depends on what you're starting with. If you're starting with you know, not a lot of resources, and I look at our data all the time with all of our members, and some people start with a ton of resources, but the majority don't start with a ton of resources. So in that case,
you're saying cash?
Yeah.
Okay.
And time.
Okay,
you
know, gosh, money and time.
Time and money. So
okay.
If that's the case, I would lean more toward, and everybody's different, but I would lean more toward that canal model / vacation model / areas where you know, the area. You know, so that's one way. The other way is that if you buy large acreage, I don't care if you live in Connecticut, if you buy large acreage in the southwestern part of the country, you're going to be able to turn it pretty quickly if you buy it right. And if you listen to what we talk about in the cash flow from land program, mm-hmm. don't veer too far from it.
Love it.
So, no, I think it's really what, you know, I bought my first property was an 80-acre property in Arizona, and I bought it from Pennsylvania, so because I was working there at the time. And I did that. Joe, you nailed it right in the beginning because it was the beginning of the west of the Mississippi show because I wanted to own 80 acres in Arizona.
Right.
It's as simple as that. And then I wanted to sell it just as fast.
Uh-huh.
And I doubled my money on that, so, or close to it. So it just depends.
Yep.
Most people have an idea of what the heck they're going to do with our data and our education before they buy it. Some people kind of figure it out afterward. And that, either way, is fine.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. I missed the technical two. This is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Get that first deal under your belt. It all starts with that first deal. So we have a lot of new members, especially new ones in the business that aren't. We have a lot of house flippers who use our data, and they're buying our product because they want to access to the assessor data that we provide so that they can go flip houses better. You know, they have 20, 30, 50, 80 houses under their belt already. They just want to buy them cheaper. So for the people who are brand new, just focus on that first deal. Get all the kinks out. You know, maybe do it all wrong. Like your first marriage, Jill.
Oh, jeez. I was waiting for that to come up. Here, I was waiting.
Just get that first one done. Concentrate on that first one. Forget about canal.
Oh, no.
Forget about canal lots in Florida and the specializations that you're going to eventually get into. Just get that first flip done. Convince yourself. Convince your spouse. You can double your money on it pretty quickly and learn the mechanics of the whole thing and be on your way. Then you can specialize.
Speaking of spouses, how many spouses are actually catching some of this stuff, are telling their significant others, turn that off, we're done? You know?
You think?
I don't think so, but it's kind of funny. It
might be a sign of a bigger problem.
Maybe. Yeah, don't get any ideas. Turn that off.
Hey, if you have a question, now I can say it. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Jill, inspire us.
Like a marriage. Just kidding. Don't get ahead of yourself.
That's just what I said. That's awesome.
It's funny because I wrote it.
Perfect.
I wrote it down like a while ago too. I was already thinking about that. It's funny how we come up with things. But people, I watch folks do this. You know, getting ahead of themselves, jumping in like, they're thinking about deal 40 when they're on deal 1, or they're thinking about 18 things that could go wrong with deal 6 and they're on deal 2. You know, I'm like, hold on, everyone. Or they're even thinking about, they may be even going bigger, like thinking about their next home or their right. their new car when they're on deal 3. Like, don't get ahead of yourself.
I catch myself doing it. I get ahead of myself a lot.
I get my head down and just get into a groove, and I'm just thinking about the next one and the next one and the next one. I don't think I usually pause and think ahead about, or if I do, I set a real goal for myself, like, okay, on deal 10, now I'm going to think about this. So I think if you catch yourself getting too ahead of yourself, reel yourself back in and write down a good plan and give yourself a timeline, like, all right, on deal 10 or when I have X amount in the bank.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Now I'm going to start thinking about this change or whatever like that. So, and even like, we haven't talked about it in a long time, but, you know, quitting your day job. There's a lot of people that think, oh, great, this is awesome. I'm going to get this program. I'm going to get the data. And, oh, in 30 days, I'm quitting my job. No, do not do that. You know, hold on, everyone. You know, you want to do this the right way. You don't want to even think about that until you are so far into it that you are, now it's ridiculously silly. And I mean, 6 months or a year of you, you know, struggling because you're juggling this and your day job. And then, because you have consistency, you know what's going on, you know, it's time. You know, you want to be past that time before you do that. But that's another thing I tell people, don't get ahead of yourself. So I guess that's it. And every little thing, have a plan and be realistic and write it down. And you're going to tweak it. You might move things up. You might move things back. But be realistic and don't get ahead of yourself.
Well said. Again, like, the simplest advice is sometimes the best. Start with that first deal, then move forward. Hey, join us on another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate business. Good show, Jill.
Yeah, that was really good. I like that.
I like simple inspiration.
Thank you. Well, you know, I do too. You know, I pick up, you know me, I'm kind of silly. I pick up those little books and stuff in the bookstore. I'm a magnet for those. I'm drawn to them, and I just love them.
Honestly, I sit there and read those little books too.
Right? And it's just a one-page sentence, and it's something we all know. And I'm like,
about a little book.
Wow.
Like, a tiny little book is just so much more meaningful than a big, huge book.
You know what? Remember when we started the cocktail napkin book?
Yeah.
We didn't follow through with that. I have a stack of those somewhere. You and I used to write things down all the time on cocktail napkins, and I saved them somewhere. And I thought, this would be awesome to make a little book out of nothing but cocktail napkins, just the photographs and the quote. I'll have to dig that out.
That'd be kind of cool, like Jill DeWitt's cocktail napkin book, mm-hmm. of all the ideas that never got done and stuff like that. No, it really would be cool.
They're just funny things. Totally. Funny sayings and stuff like that that we had.
It's a good idea.
Thank you.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.